The age of Earth is estimated to be 4.6 billion years old. But do you know the process of estimation of age of this planet? And do you know about the geological time scale? Hello everybody, this is Cafe Kathmandu. Today we are going to discuss about the geological time scale and interpretation of history of Earth. So let's begin. The origin and evolution of Earth took place over a period of billions of years. The whole historical past of the Earth from the origin of life till date are classified into era, period, epoch, and ages. The time scale, which spread the Earth's geological history into subdivision and subdivision, is known as geological time scale. Geological time scale is a system of chronological measurement that relates stratigraphy to time to describe the timing and relationship between the events that have occurred in the past. The geological time scale was constructed using evidence from various sources like field observation, fossil record, stratigraphic correlation, radioactive dating, paleomagnetic orientation, etc. This evidence indicates several major incidents that happened in the history of Earth during various states and ages, such as mass extinction, appearance of new species, mountain building process, drifting of ocean, spreading of ocean floor, glaciation, massive migration, and many other interesting aspects and features of the Earth. The geological time scale is divided into two major eons, Phanerozoic Eon and Cryptogenic Eon. The Phanerozoic Eon represents the eon of visible life on the Earth, and the Cryptogenic Eon refers to the end of hidden life. These two eons are divided into several eras, and eras are divided into its respective period. The major distribution of era and their period will be discussed in this section. The Precambrian era is the first era of the Earth. It is the oldest and the longest era of the Earth, lasting about 88% of the total geological time. The Precambrian era lasts from 4,500 to 540 million years ago. A very little is known about the Earth's history during the Precambrian era, and there is very poor evidence of fossil record of this time. The fossils of stromatolite of the Precambrian era are useful tool for biostratigraphic usage. The notable importance of Precambrian era can be discussed as the time series of first appearance of life on the Earth, initiation of tectonic plates and its movement, enrichment of oxygen in the atmosphere, and dry and cold climate conditions on the surface of Earth. The second era of geological time scale is Paleozoic era. It is also known as the time of ancient life and the age of invertebrates. The Paleozoic era has the span over the period between 540 million years ago and 245 million years ago. The Paleozoic era is further distributed into six periods as Permian, Carboniferous, Devonian, Silurian, Ordovician, and Cambrian. Now, we will be discussing about the period of Paleozoic era. The first period of Paleozoic era is the Cambrian period. The Cambrian period is spread between 540 million years ago and 505 million years ago. This is the period of abundance of life on the Earth because of prevalence of mild climate. The shelled marine invertebrates were abundant in the extensive seas, and explosive growth of eukaryotic organisms were in the peak. There was a significant prosperity of life in the ocean than the land during the Cambrian period. The Cambrian period is followed by the Ordovician period. It extends between 505 million years ago to 438 million years ago. This period encountered the first vertebrate as jawless fishes, and invertebrates were dominant in this period. The first fungi was originated during this period. The invasion of land by plant was started in Ordovician period. Ordovician encountered the first maritime migration and the southern continent where it collected into the single landmass named Gondwana land. This period is important for the old mountain building process. The third period is Silurian period. Silurian period spread between 438 million years ago and 408 million years ago. Silurian period had a mild climate with stable and warm temperature. Silurian period had a continent with flat and flooded land. Different mountain building process was initiated in Europe. Talking about the life, the fishes and rift building coral were originated in this period. There was much abundance of self-forming sea animals, dominance of sea lilies and land the dominant scorpion. The invasion of land was occupied by arthropods. The earliest vascular plants were founded in the Silurian period. The group of algae and fungi got evolved during this period, and the almost 60% of marine species were swiped out at the base of the Silurian period. The fossil evidence shows that Silurian period shows macrofossil of extensive terrestrial biota. The fourth period is Devonian period, which extend between 408 million years ago and 360 million years ago. The violent volcanic eruption and crustal movement prevailed, folding mountain building activities and drier climate are significant observation of Devonian period. The sea were covering most of the land, and this is the age of fishes, sharks and rays. The fishes move into the open scars. Longfish and the amphibian appear in the Devonian period with the abundance of mollusca. The extinction of primate vascular plant and the origin of modern vascular plant with the true leaves, root and stem were seen from this period. The earth appeared to look green and some parts start to bear the seed rather than spores. The next period is Carboniferous period. The Carboniferous period lies between 360 million years ago and 268 million years ago. The Carboniferous period is also known for its cool deposit, limestone, gritstone, etc. The land and water of this period was full of life with large primitive tree, first land vertebrate and sea invertebrate. The abundance of foraminifera, brachiopod, cephalopod, blastoid, crinoid and coral was found in the water, and the fossil of Carboniferous period of brachiopod are the zone fossil of this period. The swamp forest with fern were existing during this time. This period was equipped with the first reptile that laid the egg with the sail. The highest ever oxygen level was seen on the earth in the Carboniferous period. The final period of period is the Permian period. It is the last period of the era and is extend between 286 million years ago to 200 million years ago. The period had a worldwide continental uplift and orogenic movement with widespread aridity on one side and glaciation at the other side. The Paleozoic plants were extensive within the invertebrate about 251 million years ago, and all sorts of life were reduced. Almost 95% of life on the earth became extinct during Permian period. The primitive reptiles used to dominate the earth in Permian period, where all the trilobite, gastropod, blastoid were extinct in this period. On the other hand, the beetle and the flies got evolved and the marine life got flourished with the warm shallow rib. The abundance of spherified brachiopod, bivalve, foraminifera and ammonoid were widely distributed. The first true seed plant on the corn-bearing gymnosperm and fossil first true mosses appeared in Permian period. The landmass was united into supercontinent Pangaea, creating Appalachian in the period, and they encountered the Permo-Carboniferous glaciation. So, this is the end of today's episode, Geological Time Scale, Part 1, where we have discussed the introduction to geological time scale, Precambrian era and Paleozoic era. In next part of this episode, we'll be talking about the Mesozoic era and Cenozoic era. Keep on exploring Cafe Kathmandu. Goodbye.